Benvenuti a tutti da Radio Galileo. Io sono Francesco Noccioli del Terzo D e oggi parleremo del progetto Erasmus sul Sustainable Development del 14 gennaio tenuto nella nostra scuola. Alcune persone da varie nazioni europee sono entrate nella nostra sala radio e hanno registrato le loro domande e risposte riguardanti il loro argomento scelto. Sentiamo insieme il primo argomento chiamato Affordable and Clean Energy.
Hello, we are Galileo Galilei High School in Rome at Web Radio Act for the Erasmus Plus project. We are students from Galileo Galilei High School Italy. Yes, Alba, Spain, Lycée Madame de Staël, France, and Nakilan Lukio, Finland. We are going to talk about the affordable and clean energy.
What do you think is the meaning of the expression affordable and clean energy?
The meaning of the expression affordable and clean energy, we think that is good far to planet and doesn't pollute. The meaning of expression affordable and clean energy, we think that is good have to the planet and doesn't pollute.
How important do you think this goal is? Why?
We think it's important because we have to take a care for our planet because it's there is where we live.
Do you know the difference between renewable and not renewable energy sources? Can you name some and say how they work?
The difference between renewable and non-renewable is that they are less consumption and pollution. Some of the renewable energy sources, solar panel, windmill and hydroelectric turbine.
Do you think your own countries invest in clean, sustainable energy? If so, what do they do? Have you ever seen renewable energy plants in your country?
Yes, in Italy there are some solar panels and windmill. In France there are some hydroelectric turbine, windmill and solar panel, and in Spain it is the same.
Do you realize that energy is the dominant contributor to climate change, accounting for most of total global greenhouse gas emission? What do you think about that? Do you ever waste energy by leaving household appliances on or on the standby position instead of turning them off completely?
We think that the greenhouse gas emission is the dominant contribution to climate change, but isn't the only one. Yes, rarely leave appliances on when we don't use it, because we are careful not to waste energy.
Do you think your own houses and school are energy efficient?
In Madame de Staël we have an energy club, Energy Positive, and that's a good concept. And in Galilée, we have a solar panel.
As the population steadily grows in the underdeveloped countries, so will the demand for cheap energy reliant on fossil fuel, creating drastic change to the world climate. What do you think or know about that?
We think that underdeveloped countries use energies that are not infinite, and if the population grows, these countries need more non-renewable energy.
Underdeveloped ones to get access to affordable and modern energy services.
The developed countries can underdeveloped countries by giving them money and creating modern energy service in these countries.
Do you think that a strong increase in the percentage of renewable energy all over the world by 2030 is an obtainable target? How can most, if not all, countries reach it?
I think that a big increase in percentage cannot occur because non-renewable energies are still used by both developed and undeveloped countries.
Energy efficiency in buildings and industry can reduce electricity consumption. How can governments help population to get access to skills and competences needed for investment in this sector?
The government can help by reducing electricity consumption or by installing solar panels and could make deals with industries to save money.
Thank you all for your interest on this goal. We hope that students from all four high schools can share them.